The following program is for adult audiences only.
Strap yourself in
because we're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
What's up, everybody? This is Reverend Jay Blaine with another hot topic to learn and live your nonfiction life. This week, we'll hit up the topic of teaching critical thinking skills, and while we're focused on teaching them to children, maybe a few of us adults can pick up some tips along the way. Would you consider yourself a critical thinker? Education is more than merely transmitting facts and knowledge. It should aim to empower each of us with the essential skills to navigate an ever-changing world. And this world is changing all the time, isn't it? In this regard, teaching kids how to think rather than what to think is crucial. By cultivating critical thinking skills, children become active learners capable of analyzing information, making informed decisions, and embracing diverse perspectives. In this episode, I'll explore the significance of prioritizing the development of critical thinking skills in children. I'll also outline the benefits it offers and suggest effective strategies for fostering such skills. And who doesn't want to think more clearly? What's so important about critical thinking, anyway? Well, as it turns out, it turns you into an active and engaged learner. Studies have shown that when children are encouraged to think critically, it promotes active engagement in the learning process. Rather than passively accepting information and allowing themselves to get indoctrinated, they learn to question, be skeptical, analyze, and synthesize knowledge, leading to deeper understanding and retention. So how does this assist problem-solving and decision-making? Well, critical thinking equips children with the ability to identify and evaluate problems, generating creative and logical solutions that enables them to make informed decisions based on evidence and logical reasoning, enhancing their problem-solving abilities in various contexts. What about emotional intelligence and empathy? Well, critical thinking fosters empathy and emotional intelligence in children. It enables them to understand multiple perspectives, not just their own. Consider different emotions and develop a sense of compassion and tolerance, contributing to their social and emotional well-being. And all of this sounds great, but how do we put it into practice? Well, let's talk about strategies for cultivating critical thinking skills. The first one is encouraging curiosity and questioning. Nurturing a sense of curiosity in children promotes active learning and critical thinking, encouraging them to ask questions, seek answers, and explore various possibilities, develops their inquisitive nature, and enhances their ability to think independently. And with what we see going on in the world today, would you think as parents we're fostering our kids to explore various possibilities, or do we try to indoctrinate them into our own way of thinking? And how do we develop information evaluation skills? Well, in the era of information overload, teaching children to evaluate sources critically is essential. They should learn to assess credibility, biases, and relevance, helping them differentiate between reliable and unreliable information. We can also promote diverse perspectives. Exposing children to diverse viewpoints and perspectives broadens their horizons and challenges their existing beliefs. Encouraging respectful discussions and debates on various topics fosters critical thinking by prompting children to analyze, question, and justify their ideas. Which brings us to problem-based learning. Engaging children in problem-based learning activities enhances their critical thinking skills. Presenting real-life or hypothetical problems and encouraging them to analyze, evaluate, and propose solutions nurtures their ability to think critically and creatively. Something called reflective thinking and metacognition teaches children to reflect on their thinking processes and will develop their metacognitive skills. By examining their own thoughts and strategies, they become aware of their strengths and weaknesses, enabling them to refine and improve their critical thinking abilities. I hope you're still with me, and this makes me wonder what the challenges and the potential solutions are. So let's look at standardized testing and curriculum. The prevalence of standardized testing and rigid curricula often prioritizes rote memorization over critical thinking. To overcome this challenge, educators should advocate for curriculum reforms that integrate critical thinking skills across various subjects. Here's a concept: teacher training and support. Equipping teachers with the necessary training and resources is crucial for fostering critical thinking in children. Professional development programs should focus on enhancing educators' own critical thinking skills and providing them with effective pedagogical strategies. How often do your kids come home from school and talk about different viewpoints and perspectives that they shared in class? And too often we hear about their teachers pushing their own personal agenda. And now comes the big one: parental involvement. Collaborating with parents is vital in promoting critical thinking at home and in school. Educating parents about the significance of critical thinking and providing them with resources to support their children's development can create a more cohesive learning environment. Teaching children how to think instead of what to think is a fundamental aspect of education that empowers them to navigate an increasingly complex world. By prioritizing the cultivation of critical thinking skills, children become active learners, equipped with problem-solving abilities, empathy, and the capacity to evaluate information critically. Implementing effective strategies such as encouraging curiosity, promoting diverse perspectives, and problem-based learning can facilitate the development of these skills. Overcoming challenges such as standardized testing and ensuring teacher training and parental involvement will require collective efforts from educators, policymakers, and parents. By prioritizing critical thinking in education, we can foster a generation of individuals who are equipped to think independently, adapt to change, and contribute positively to society. Now, I know for some of you, religion cannot seem to exist in a world subsidized by critical thinking. But critical thinking can be helpful in the context of religion. While religious beliefs often involve matters of faith and personal conviction, critical thinking can play a valuable role in exploring, understanding, and engaging with these religious ideas and practices. A few ways in which critical thinking can be beneficial in the realm of religion is what we've talked about before: examining our assumptions, evaluating evidence, engaging with different perspectives, examining ethical implications, and navigating doubt and uncertainty. It was my journey toward enhancing my critical thinking skills that eventually revealed that my personal religious beliefs didn't follow the usual paths to truth. And I even attempted to force fit my Christian beliefs into this critical thinking box, yet it just didn't fit. So perhaps that's why they call it faith, because it's not really knowledge. And knowledge has proven itself to the benefits of mankind. However, it is important to note that critical thinking should be approached with sensitivity and respect for personal beliefs and religious practices. It doesn't seek to dismiss or undermine religious faith, but rather aims to enhance its understanding, promote intellectual growth, and facilitate meaningful engagement with religious ideas. And finally, wouldn't it be safe to suggest that the children of our society will eventually be the ones governing it? With all the conspiracy theories and baseless claims that appear to be poisoning the fabric of our society, wouldn't it make sense to teach our newest generations to be better equipped to critically think, so when they grow up and make decisions for all of us when we're old and gray, perhaps we won't get kicked to the curb with the proverbial boot of ignorance. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to Living a Nonfiction Life, the podcast that challenges the illusion of truth and embarks on a journey toward genuine understanding. Through thought-provoking conversations, we explore diverse perspectives, examine evidence, and question established narratives. As we continue on this quest for truth, remember to embrace critical thinking, seek knowledge, and embrace the complexities of the world around us. Stay curious, stay engaged, and keep living your authentic, nonfiction life. Until next time, thank you for being part of our truth-seeking community. Goodbye for now, and stay committed to living a nonfiction life.